It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Things get a little sticky when you mix work and personal. That's on the table today with group therapy. See if you can help out. Charlotte calling from Peachtree City. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey.
Welcome to Jen and friends. Yeah. So what's going on today? What can we help you with?
Well, my coworker and I, we've been friends for a really long time. We even went to college together, and we're real close, and he just finalized an ugly divorce. I have also been through an ugly divorce, so I really tried to be there for him during that transition, even him, like helping him move into a new townhouse, get organized, everything. And all that's been fine, but recently his 16-year-old daughter confronted me, saying that she felt like I was trying to move in and replace her mom. Mm.
Oh, mm. Ouch. Yeah. So how did that conversation go down?
Oof, it was not a fun one. I was really surprised by it, honestly, because that's not my intention. But she made that comment, too, that she feels like she wants her dad's money and even threatened me. It's crazy.
Okay, so does he know that she approached you and said, you can't replace my mom?
Well, it all just happened, and I tried talking with her first, but no luck. And now I'm kind of wondering if I should tell her dad about her feelings towards me or just accept, you know, that she is emotionally in this particular place and
right.
kind of being a child about it. I'm just trying to help out.
So you mentioned money. Does she feel like you're coming after, like you're trying to take away her money? I mean, I guess my question is, does he loaded? Like, does he have money?
I mean, he has money, but so do I. So I'm not really, you know, I don't understand where that impetus would come from.
Are you interested in him romantically at all?
Oh, we're just friends. I mean, he's a great friend. And more than anything, I've been there and I know what it's like. And it was terrible going through that alone. And if I can help somebody else through it. It feels good.
But are you interested in him romantically at all?
No, we're just friends.
Okay.
Is that it?
Double checking.
Well, you said you've known each other since college?
Yeah, we've known each other a long time, and we work together now.
Okay. And also, you're both divorced, so you're almost like somewhat of a comfort to each other, or something to fall, but I don't want to say, what, to lean your head on his shoulder, pretty much, or to lean his head on your shoulder.
Yeah, we get each other. We definitely do.
Okay, this is a recent divorce for him, for you?
Recent divorce for him, but I've been divorced for years.
Okay.
So, Charlotte, with his 16-year-old daughter approaching you, what's your question for group therapy? Like, do you continue this friendship? Like, what can our listeners help you out with?
I mean, I definitely want to continue the friendship. My question really is whether or not I should tell her dad about the conversation that she and I had about her bad feelings towards me.
Because that could scare him off
right.
of your friendship in general and make him really distance himself from you. So that's the question this morning. Should she tell him what his daughter said about her trying to move in and take over the mom spot? 404-263-0941. What guidance would you offer in this situation for group therapy?
I don't think you say anything. I think you let this one go. She's 16. This is a new chapter of her life. She's struggling with something emotionally she's never had to deal with before. I think you continue to be there for the father, for your friend, the best way that you can, and just kind of keep your distance from the girl.
All right, what do you say? 404-263-0941. What's your guidance this morning for group therapy? And you can lean on the text line, too, 51539. We'll hear from you coming up next with Jen and Friends, Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, Charlotte needs your help this morning. She's calling because a coworker of hers, good friend, just recently went through an ugly divorce, and she helped him move into a new place. Well, they're close friends, but the daughter thinks it may be something else and basically accused her of trying to take mom's place. So what does she do at this point? 404-263-0941. Shelby in Hampton, can you guide Charlotte here?
Yeah, so my advice is I would definitely tell the gentleman about the conversation with the daughter, because just as a parent, myself, I would want to know that she's feeling this way so that I could kind of console her. But I would also conversate with the actual daughter herself and just let her know that your intentions are not in a romantic sense, that you're just friends and that you understand where he's been through, and just kind of communicate that with both of them.
I like that idea. See, I agree. I say open up the conversation. Curtis, what do you say?
I say just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Do not tell the dad. Just talk between her and the little girl.
That's
and the 16-year-old. Yeah, I wouldn't
but
bring it up to the dad.
Daughter.
It is, but I wouldn't involve him in this situation.
Sabrina and Griffin, what do you say for group therapy this morning?
She definitely needs to tell dad. I've worked in mental health. She is going through something. Divorce is a big struggle. That's a life change. Mm-hmm. Dad needs to be able to address that and get her into some counseling because this may have a prolonged effect on her. And plus, her being an adult, and that's not her child, that's not her place to have an adult conversation with a 16-year-old.
Oh, I agree. So good, Sabrina. Thank you for the call. Karen is calling from Lula. Is that the name of your town, Lula?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Hey, Karen. Lula. Welcome
North
to the
Georgia.
Show. Awesome.
I totally agree with Sabrina. That's exactly my thought process, that the 16-year-old feels pretty secure with her dad, or I don't think she would have said anything to the lady. And especially since this lady has known him, it sounds like before she was born, that their friendship is strong enough to survive that conversation. And I believe that two adults should have that conversation so that he can help his daughter deal with everything and let her know that she's very secure and that no one's going to take her mom's place.
Yeah, and then he can share it with her mom too, right? Like, as a mom, I'm listening to this going,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I would be devastated if my daughter was going through something and having a conflict with my ex's friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dad needs to know so that he can share with the mom what's going on too. All right, Karen, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I was going to say, this could affect his relationship in the future with other ladies who might be really good for him and the daughter, and we don't want anyone to lose out on that.
That's true. Thank you so much, Karen. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
Coming in from the 678, it's important to acknowledge his daughter's feelings and evaluate how her father may be perceiving your intention in this vulnerable time for him, and maybe you should take a step back, but don't say anything to the father.
Dana in Carrollton's here for group therapy. Hey, Dana.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Fran.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I completely agree with the previous caller, she needs to tell the dad, because obviously the 16-year-old has just had her life completely torn apart, mm-hmm. and she needs to know that her dad is there for her 100%, that the marriage may be over, but the parenthood is not over. And it puts the 16-year-old in a really strange position, because she's going to feel threatened in her relationship with her dad. And then if she tells her mom and they've just gotten divorced, that's going to cause more conflict between the parents. She needs to tell the dad, and then she needs to take a step back, and dad needs to focus on his daughter.
Thank you so much, Dana. All right, Charlotte, did any of this help? Lots of guidance here.
It really did. I think after hearing everybody, I should just say something to him and not make a big deal, but we need to stay open with each other like we have been as friends. And also, hopefully, that'll help the daughter in the end, too, because maybe he doesn't know what's going on with her. I think just having a conversation is probably the best way forward after hearing everyone.
Yeah, I think everybody, Colin, says definitely open up that conversation, further proving that Mark and Curtis are always wrong. Thanks for bringing it to the table this morning, Charlotte.
Thank you so much. Thanks
for
your help.
Good luck with everything. If you've ever got something you want to bring to the table for group therapy, just listen to my advice, not Curtis and Mark.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.